This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Review Review. This is the show where we do long-form improvisational comedy based on most absurd reviews from around the internet. I'm Rand.
And I'm Alfred Bardwell Evans. Thanks for joining us.
I once heard a sweet podcast. Each week it comes out fine. Hosted by Bardwell and Riley and Spa. Review. If there's a pod that can spread these legs, give it to me. Where the side of sauce? I've listened to it so long I can't see anymore. If that's the price I pay for content, let me have a listen. What the fuck is Review Review?
Okay, pipes.
Okay, vocals. Holy shit.
Holy heck.
That was wild. Okay, that was from Carrot Snatch. Carrot Snatch has sent in a lot of songs.
Those songs. That's great.
Here's a little ditty I freestyled off the top of my ass in a sauce. Love me. Those vocals kind of went insane. I'm not going to lie.
Great. Those were crazy good.
That was kind of insane.
Yeah, it almost was as good as me.
Okay, how about you sing it now? Blown out the audio.
Yeah, but Daniel will hear it, unfortunately.
And you know what? But that blown out audio will be better than your audio quality from last week.
You know what? Hey. Sometimes,
hey.
Sometimes there's a knob,
hey.
And there's a dial, and sometimes you turn it, and it's...
You're a fucking knob. You're a bloody knob.
And you're a dial, love. And I don't know.
If you can't take it, you can't dish it out, my darling.
Darling, absolutely.
Darling. Alfrini teeny bobini.
What's
it's
up?
Saturday. And is your refrigerator running?
I think so.
Oh, well then you better go catch it.
How do you mean?
It's running away. It doesn't
no,
want to
no,
live
it's in
the
corner.
Home with you anymore. Welcome back to Review Review.
I had a dream last night that I was appointed a member of parliament.
I'd like to imagine that this is not like a sleeping dream, but this is like you, like a dream, like
lying
in your
awake.
Heart. I have a dream and it is to be in parliament.
But the old MP died and they were like, "You've got to find somebody to take his seat." And I like couldn't remember the name of my constituency. It was like, you know, one of those British names. It's like Scooting on Booble Town.
Yes.
And I was like, I gave a rousing speech and everybody loved me.
Do you want to be in politics in any way?
I think I want the sort of British politician trajectory of go into parliament, become disgraced, become a contestant on a reality TV show.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
If you don't watch The Traitors, sorry, but it's kind of our thing right now. There is a contestant on the second season of the US Traitors who is a former member of parliament. British
and
parliament.
Not like a cool one.
See,
like,
I don't know
he
anything
really
about...
sucked.
Okay. Now, see, that's hilarious because it's like, it's all reality
right.
TV stars.
And so it's like people from the Shaws of Sunset have no idea who this man is. Like,
it's really wild. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know they got Alfred on.
Come
when
on
was
now.
He filming?
Come on, he's 60.
I.
But there's a rich history of British politicians going on like Strictly Come Dancing, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, like all the British reality
that
shows.
That makes sense.
Which is like...
But again, of which this is not one, which is even funnier.
But Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer, and so was Rudy Giuliani, so...
I knew Rudy Giuliani was...
She was the Mama Bear. She sang I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
The Masked Singer feels like, I've never watched an episode. I've only seen commercials for it. And it feels like the most dystopian, like Hunger Games-esque kind. Like it's
And the audience surrogate is Ken Jeong, who you're watching. And he's like losing his mind. And you can see that he's regretting everything and that he thinks we live in hell.
Yeah.
And like all the other hosts are like, I love it here. And you can just see like that hint of like,
he's like, what are
desperation
we doing?
In his eyes.
There was, I remember the viral clip of like, surprise, The Masked Singer. Yeah, I remember, can I have a hamburger? Can I have a viral clip? I remember that there was a clip. It was like, surprise, The Masked Singer is Kermit the Frog. And
yes.
I'm like, this is crazy. The Masked Singer is a Jim Henson puppet.
Yeah, that was really insane.
But we're back. What's new?
Besides the
Welcome
dream.
Welcome to Review Review. This is the show where we do long-form improvisational comedy based on most absurd reviews from around the internet. I'm really...
And I'm Alfred Bartle Evans. Thanks for joining us.
What if we did intros?
It might make the show more accessible.
Okay, guys, let us know.
Let me try one.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Review Review, the podcast where we take the zaniest, quirkiest interviews we can find on the internet, and we turn them into the comedy gold.
Ew. What's new with you?
That's Riley Anspaugh.
And that, oh, ew. And
do the trade-off thing.
And that's
She's
Alfred
Riley.
Evans, and he's stinky.
Team Rocket jacking off again. What's new with me? Not much.
We should be horny Team Rocket for Halloween, but Team Rocket's already incredibly
it's
horny.
It's like, you can't make it hornier than that.
Yeah, we should be celibate Team Rocket.
Purity ring Team Rocket.
Puritan Team Rocket. What's new with you, King?
Oh, not much. Didn't sleep well. It's cold. It's gray. Everyone knows what I'm going to fucking say. You know, at this point. What's new with you? That's what everyone wants to get to. No one gives a shit about me.
Okay. What's new with me?
The fuck?
Hold on. I'm trying to decide. Okay. This was going to be my what shook me, but...
Oh.
No, I'm saving it.
What a journey!
What's new with me? So the other day I saw Miles Bonsignori posted a TikTok about how he got too high and ate an entire pack of sausages from Trader Joe's. And that is...
Cooked?
Cooked. He cooked them, yes.
Oh, a few.
That he didn't mean to eat all of them. He meant to only have two from the air fryer. And then he got a little high and he's like, well, might as well have another. And his wife, Sarah, got home and she was like, why the fuck? I wanted a sausage. And that feels very similar to my life experience right now because there's this kind of sausage that we really like, but we don't get it too often because we're like, I don't want to spend that much money on a pack of sausages, but they were on sale, so we got two packs. But I'm in a phase right now where it's like, I think eggs taste gross, and then I'm sure in a couple weeks I'll be like, I love eggs.
Sometimes I think eggs taste like wet dog,
but then I switch and I'm like, why would I ever not be eating eggs?
Right.
So I'm in that phase where I think eggs are absolutely foul, and so I've had a sausage every day for breakfast for the past week. And so Daniel's like, can I have one for lunch? I'm like, yeah. And then this morning I'm like, Daniel, can I have the last sausage? He goes, yeah. I'm like, are you mad at me? And he's like, no. I'm like, I'm sorry for housing all of them. He goes, I just would have liked one. And I'm like, for sure.
Riley.
And I genuinely felt so
Riley.
Bad. I've been having so many chicken apple sausages.
Chicken apple sausage.
They're Boots so good. But we're not here to talk about chicken apple sausage.
Can we?
Can we? But we are here to talk about something you make at home. We are here to talk about something that you can consume. We are here to talk about something a little sweet, a little
syrupy,
bubbly,
a little bit creamy, dreamy.
Creamy, dreamy DIY boba kits.
Welcome back to Review Review, the podcast where we talk about all things boba.
Welcome back to Review Review, our little bubble tea palace.
A little bubble tea on the prairie.
I love, you and I both love a good boba.
I love it. I love the stuff.
Have you ever made it at home? Would you dare?
No.
Would you literally dare to make boba at home?
No.
Kiki,
no.
My boba? Boba, my kiki?
I have had enough boba out and about in the world that I've paid good money for that was mid to know that if a store is producing mid boba, it is the epitome of hubris for me to think that I could make something better at home. I have my stores here in Chicago. Shout out Windy City. It's windy because I fart a lot. I dropped my phone. Shit.
I hope it cracks.
Oh, and my phone's broken. We have to cancel the podcast. I'm going to the Apple store. No, but I do think, you know, I love my boba stores that I have. Why would I fuck with a good thing? You know, I like boba. I'm going to eat my boba. You know what I mean?
When you say, like, mid-boba, do you mean, like, the actual tea, or do you mean, like, the tapioca balls?
Correct. Both which and. Which
part? Okay. How would you define? Because I get mid-tea. It's, like, sometimes it's too milky. It's not strong enough. It's too sweet. Whatever, whatever. How do you define, like, mid, the actual balls?
Oh, it's
a texture. We're going to be saying balls a lot this episode.
Yeah, guys. Can you grow up?
Can you grow up?
Can you guys seriously be mature?
Stop being Puritan Team Rocket and grow
up. Okay, come on. Get over yourselves. They're called balls. And if somebody calls them pearls, that's not right. We call them balls in this house.
Oh, no son of mine is going to be calling boba pearls.
They're
balls. You're going to come to this house and you're going to call them balls.
They're balls, son. Get used to it. But yeah, I sometimes the balls are dry. Have you ever had that where you've bit in and it's like there's like it's like kind of
literally
like flowery.
Never once.
Sometimes you bite into a ball and it's like too chewy. It's like
I've
hard.
Had too chewy. I've You're had like, hard chewy. Yes.
And it's like no. You want that like perfect like it's squishy, it's ooey gooey delicious, but it's not like falling apart. You know what I mean?
Which I've been, and the reviews I've been seeing, I thought it was just like, oh, you get boba and you get to craft your own stuff. You know, it's like,
it's
freeze dried. You have to do the right, you have to like fully craft it with like the right amount of, I don't want to be a chemist. I want boba made and I'll have it.
Oh no, what happened?
I don't want to be a chemist. What's your go-to flavor? The rumors and nastiness about being my boba?
Her and her boba. I love a matcha. You know, I'm a caffeine fiend, so, you know, a little bit of extra caffeine from that matcha doesn't hurt. I like a taro.
Taro.
I like anything with ube. Little ube.
Me too.
Little sweet potato ube.
Taro milk tea boba tastes like cereal milk.
Cereal milk.
In the best way.
I love it.
Taro and just like the Thai tea.
Yes. I mean, they're you know, I branched out and I had like a rose one once that I was like, you know, for me, rose, it's a very overpowering flavor. It's very hard to get it right. It's either too much or it's too
You ever
little.
Watch Bake Off? Yeah, it's hard to get right.
Paul Hollywood hates it. He's like, it's fucking disgusting.
Tastes like perfume.
Tastes like, I can't say that. We're on the air. But doesn't matter. hey man, doesn't matter. Hey, stop pushing me, please. Hey. I'm not comfortable right now. No, to me, boba is like it's in the same like pantheon of things that like you just shouldn't make at home. You know what I mean? Like it's up there with a milkshake. When people make milkshakes at home, I'm like,
I disagree. I think you can absolutely make a milkshake at home. Listen. Everyone knows, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm obsessed with free will. You know that that's a concept that I hold near and dear to my heart.
Yes, and welcome to Review Review, the podcast where she loves free will and
I
hate
it. I love free will. So it's like, and Alf is fully, thinks that everything's predetermined.
I'm a Lutheran. Is that what Lutheran is? I can't remember.
I don't know. You can make boba at home, sure, but you have to be willing to face the consequences. You have to know that you have to make it just so.
Right. I agree with that.
So if you make it at home, that's on you. I don't trust Alpha. I think we know ourselves too well.
Yes.
We know we'd fuck it up.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go pay $6 to get a Thai iced tea.
$6 and then a dollar extra if you want that with non-dairy milk so you don't shit your brains out. And then, now we're tipping. I hate tip culture. That's my new thing. And then you have to fucking tip.
And then you have to fucking tip.
I mean, but a boba can easily end up being $10 and you're like,
yes.
I could have had dinner.
I could have made it at home. Let's get into the reviews.
Let's get into it. You start.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I've never seen this side of you.
Yeah. Ever since I got elected to parliament, I'm different. I'm way more assertive now that I'm a parliamentary.
10 count pack of, it's like, it comes with 4 different kinds of flavors of boba you can make. Okay. And the boba, which you have to, like the actual tapioca balls, which you have to do yourself. It's a DIY boba kit. You get the idea. Anyway, this is 5 stars. Mm-hmm. From Cindy R.
Cindy RuPaul.
Cindy RuPaul. Really quick tangent. If anyone has not seen the Rand Paul HeadGum video from years ago, it's one of my favorites. And I think about it all the time. Rand Paul's Drag Race is one of my favorite jokes Jeffrey James have ever done. And then being like, you get to take Rand Paul to the Grand Ball. That is one of my favorite things. Anyway, go on Rand Paul's Drag Race. Cindy RuPaul. 5 stars. The title is Good Flavor. I wasn't sure what to expect from this when I bought it as a Christmas present for my daughter. She loves going to get boba. As soon as she opened the present up, she tried it. She said it was actually really good and liked the flavor she tried. Can't wait to try the other flavors. The boba balls were just like the store, not as hard as we were thinking may happen with at-home boba. There's nothing particularly crazy about this review. What it did make me think of, what I love is like, and I heard this, I was listening to a podcast I've been loving recently called Ride with Benny Drama, Benny Skinner, and Mary Beth Brone. And they were talking about the concept of like when a parent realizes that you like something as a child, that's your thing now. They will keep buying you that kind of thing for the rest of your life. I've experienced that in my own family. Like my older stepbrother, when he was a kid, he loved Crunch Bars. And my sweet mom, every Christmas now in his stocking, there's a Crunch Bar. And he's vegan now, but it's more of so for the kind of like, it's tradition.
But he doesn't eat it because he's vegan?
Exactly. And so there's something about it's like, oh, well, my daughter loves boba. My child, my 11-year-old, loves boba. And so it's like, I'm going to get her boba stickers. I'm going to get her boba plushies. I'm going to get a boba DIY kit. And then just a mat, like, you know, that suddenly now her whole thing is getting boba gifts. That's what I meant. Like, that's what I feel like is the future for this person.
It reminds me of like, you know, when you're a kid and your parents are like, okay, we're gonna paint your room, what color do you want it to be? And you pick the most sickening shade of blue imaginable.
Yes.
And then like bright turquoise. Like 19 and you're like, huh,
yeah,
who picked this?
Yeah,
whose idea is this?
I never got to do that as a kid. I never got to paint my room.
But she's still bitter about it.
No, it's just I think about it a lot. Not bitter.
Well,
just boba.
We can paint our room now if you want. Like,
oh, gosh,
to give you that childhood thing if you
want. No, we're in our, you know, it's a new house. It's our first home together. I mean, Chris, come on. It's like I'm making new memories. I'm not trying to live in the past, okay? I want to make a new life here with you. Not bring, you know, 13-year-old Stacey back in the picture.
But Stace, like, I don't know. I think there can be something powerful. Like, remember when I was complaining the other day about how I, you know, was never able to go to the arcade as a kid, and then we went, you know, to Dave and Buster's.
And it was one of my favorite dates. Dave and Buster's drinks are so strong. My
honestly,
God.
Honestly, Dave and Buster's underrated date spot.
Underrated date spot.
Yeah.
I do remember that. And I agree there is something powerful about, you know, letting your inner child come out to play a little bit.
Just reliving those childhood memories. Like, I'm not saying we're not committing to anything, but like, if you could paint the room a color, like, what color would you have wanted to paint it when you were 16?
Oh, God. Well, when I was 16, it was really,
emo phase. I've seen the pictures.
I was in the emo phase. And
you were a scene girl. We've all seen it.
We've
seen the pictures.
I guess if I could do it, I would want it to match my hair. So, you know, I had like jet black, but with some streaks of like neon green and pink.
Yep, pink.
And so, I don't know. There's a dream I had where... No, this sounds crazy. I don't want it. This feels silly.
It's not silly. It's not silly. Of course, you can be a high-powered tech CEO and want to paint your room a fun color, okay? And I can be the best stay-at-home...
That's not what people at The Office say.
The best stay-at-home dad that the school
dog
has
dad.
Ever seen. The best stay-at-home doggy daddy that the school has ever seen. Yeah, and I can still go to Dave & Buster's on the weekend, okay? We're allowed to get in touch with that childlike part of ourselves, Stace.
Chris, I love how much you champion play. I love how much you champion the sense of wonder and youth in all of us.
There is a saying that I really resonates with me, that I learned in law school, you know, and obviously I don't practice anymore.
You don't practice.
Because I'm a stay-at-home
doggy. And it's not because you were disbarred. And it's not just...
No. I was disbarred, but that's not why I stopped practicing law.
No, I know. I understand.
It was separate. Anyway, there was a... They used to say practicing law is like serious play. They were like, you have to take it seriously, utmost seriously. It's life or death sometimes, you know, the judicial system. But also, you need to learn to have fun and, like, play jazz, you know, improvise between the lines, you know? So, anyway, babe, you want to do dark black balls with streaks of pink and green, don't you?
I do, but I don't want that. I don't know. There's part of me. Can I admit something?
Of course. Anything to me.
Anything to you.
Anything to
me. There's something, I don't know, I'm kind of scared that I've repressed my inner child for so long being a tech CEO that I'm like, there's no room for. So I didn't go to law school. So for me, it's like, there's no room to play. There's no room to listen to jazz. There's no room to have like free form with the law. For me, it's like numbers. It's the binary. It's zeros and ones. And that's what makes the world go round. There's no time for color. There's no time for joy. There's no time for play or a roll in the hay. They really discouraged us from having sex when I went to business school.
Yeah, your MBA program was really, really anti-premarital sex for some reason.
It was very much. It said the yearning for the taste and the feel of the flesh will take
the taste
you.
And the feel. And I've never heard you say that before. And thank you for talking about that with me, because that's really, really
it's
bizarre.
Because I'm really trying to shed all of these beliefs that were put on me.
Yeah.
They said the yearning for the taste and the feel of the flesh will tear your mind away from the numbers at hand.
Yes. I mean, I remember when we first started dating, you know, and you were fresh out of your MBA program, I do remember one of your friends said something. I heard her say something to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a little odd. We were at dinner.
Yeah.
And she just goes, Stacey, focus on the stock market, not the cock market. And I do remember thinking that was weird.
Well, I thought it was weird too, because that's also language that we never use.
Right.
Like, actually, in school, it would be focus on the stock market, not the market. It's like it would kind of be like, no, we wouldn't even use that language. It would be like, we would assume because of the rhyming, and that alone was like pretty intense.
Right, like Cockney rhyming slang. We should paint your room tonight.
I'm scared that if we do that, it will release a part of me that will not be able to put back inside.
Cut to work the next day. Mrs. Montgomery?
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Montgomery is my mom. You can call me Stace.
Stace, so I have your schedule for today. Remember that you were supposed to be meeting with the head of with Fed Chairman Janet Yellen today?
Whatever, get pegged. I'm just gonna be at my desk listening to My Chemical Romance, boomer.
Boomer, okay, I'm 23,
Fine. Do you want to hang out with me? Maybe we could smoke weed out of apple.
No, I don't think you understand. Janet Yellen is coming to the office today to meet with you about the merger, and it's pretty serious.
Merger? I hardly know her. Fine, I'll see her. I hardly know her.
Okay. Stace?
Yeah?
Can I speak freely as your PA?
Absolutely you can. It's a free country.
I felt like you hit the first part of that word really hard. I don't know if this is a crisis that you're going through, if this is to do with maybe you're having troubles with Chris at home, but this outfit,
the only trouble I'm having with Chris is that we're not doing it doggy style on the desk right now.
Okay. I that's really, really too far.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What were you going to say about my outfit?
No, I'm going to cancel the meeting with Janet Yellen.
I'll stop talking about doing it with my husband.
It's even if you, I swear to God, even if you acted totally normal in the meeting, you're going to look insane with the hair
and
the piercings and everything. Like, it's not, you just don't look professional.
That's really fucked up.
No,
what is that I'm supposed to mean? There's a look. There's a look to be professional. Are you freaking joking?
You look dated. You look like Avril Lavigne's ugly stepsister, and it's not a good look.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Was that too far?
I quit.
You can't. You're quitting?
I'm quitting.
Stacey, are you sure you're only 6 months away from being fully vested on your stock options?
I have never been more sure about anything. Why be working for the man when I could be getting under mine?
You're not working for the man. You're a CEO.
We're all cogs in the machine, Anna. And it's time that you opened your eyes. Maybe try painting your room once in a while. You might be surprised with what you find.
Painting my room?
Cut to Anna's apartment that night.
Painting my room.
Babe, you coming to bed?
Yeah, Dave. One second. Actually, will you come in here?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you feel like this is like the right color for the nursery?
Eggshell? Absolutely. A gender-neutral color for whoever shows up in our lives.
Yeah, that didn't sound forced at all, Dave.
I'm really working on it. I've always wanted a boy, but I understand that you don't believe in assigning gender at birth. And so I'm really trying to follow your lead on that one. So we'll see whoever our little bundle of joy is, but do I want a little tyke I can watch football with? Of course. Will I love them just the same? Yes.
What have I said? You can watch football with your child regardless of their gender. Remember?
Honestly, I think that's just where we're going to have to disagree. I don't believe that's true fundamentally.
Child isn't a boy, you won't let them watch football.
I won't let them. That's exactly right. No matter how much they want to.
This is exactly what. Okay. I don't like the eggshell.
What?
How you paint your room determines a lot. Like, the colors that you're exposing your child to. It's like, if we have an eggshell room for our baby, then our baby's going to grow up to be the most bland, boring, milquetoast kid in school. And I don't want that. I want our kid to be cool.
That's not necessarily true. Like,
What color was your room when you were a kid?
My color, it was like brown. It was dark brown, which I know you don't see a lot of dark brown walls.
No, it's bizarre.
But that's what mine
was.
But
I love that.
And I turned out fine.
You definitely turned out weird, and that's what I want for our kid.
So you want to paint the room brown?
Yes.
Or dark brown.
Or something else. I mean, yeah, first thought, best thought. Like, maybe I was thinking like dandelion yellow.
Dandelion yellow.
Yeah, maybe then that'll encourage our kid to be like bright and colorful and happy.
Anna, honey, I think you're overthinking this a little bit. Our little angel miracle will be whoever they're gonna be. They could be a bright sunshine ray of joy, or they could be a kind of crazy little rain cloud, and we'll love them just the same. It's just that if they're not a boy, I'm not going to let them watch football with me.
That's fine, Dave. I don't want my kid to watch football anyway, because if they watch it, then they'll want to play it. And if they want to play it, then you get into the whole concussion. I'm actually fine with that. Guess we'll find out next week, though, huh?
Crazy that it's so soon.
And crazy that I'm still going to work. I don't know if this job is right for us, Dave.
Didn't you say that Stacey quit?
Yes. It was crazy. Janet Yellen was standing in the lobby, knocking on the door, going, "Yoo-hoo, time for a meeting." And Stacey she said, "I'm done with this," you know?
Well, maybe you should be too. We could start over.
It's like, you make enough money, right?
I make so much money.
It's like, why was I even working as a PA? What am I trying to prove?
You could be a life coach like me. I don't even have to leave the couch.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be as good at that as you are.
That's literally not true. What did you say to me the other day when I said, oh, I want to get up at 7, but then the alarm hit at 7. I'm like, oh, I'm too tired. I don't want to get out of bed. Remember what you said to me?
I said, if you sleep in anymore, you're gonna miss your train.
Yes.
But that was just a fact. Like, you were going
to
miss the
train. If you had to say that to me, I wouldn't have gotten up. So I think you have exactly what it takes.
I love you. Thanks for always encouraging me.
I love you.
Even when I look like this.
And you know what? You won't look like that for much longer. So thank God for that, right?
Literally.
I can't wait till you're not pregnant anymore.
Me either. I'm sick of this. 9 months too many. Let's get dinner.
Let's get boba.
Let's go get boba. Shit.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. Your turn.
My turn. A lot of people are saying it's not my turn, but it is. 1 star.
For what?
For both. This is for...
We didn't set an intention.
Oh, fuck. Let's do it now.
Intention is tapioca.
That's not... we're not gonna, come on. Take it seriously.
Okay. The intention is peace.
It's fucking powerful. Jeez. Premium boba tea kit. Boba party kit, bubble tea gift kit, boba gift, 56 plus drinks. 1 star. From Rose.
Rose. Rose.
Not you pulling an Alfred. Come on. Come up with one.
Rose oil.
Oh. Rose oil, olive oil from Popeye's sister, says 1 star, made us sick. Woke up and got breakfast with my girlfriend and was having a pretty good day. After finishing up a movie in the afternoon, we decided to make boba for the first time. It tasted okay after adding some almond milk and vanilla extract, but 10 minutes later, after only a few sips between both of us, we felt like garbage. It's been 3 to 4 hours since having, and I'm still feeling really gross and very nauseous, and my girlfriend hasn't stopped feeling lightheaded. I do not recommend.
Lightheaded. Not lightheaded.
They got food poisoning.
I've never been lightheaded from food poisoning.
Well, you've clearly never had botulism boba.
Botulism boba goes crazy.
Oh, you've never had botulism boba?
You've never had botulism boba. Come on.
Midwestern. That
sounds like, botulism boba sounds like, remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Of course.
It sounds like, it's like they're doing Garbage Pail Kids, like what are their like treats that they have?
It literally, there is that like whole brand of like kind of candy pitch to children that's like the yuckiest, ickiest, yeah. Turd, chocolate turd. The most craptastic treat. It's like the most awful branding. This one tastes like moldy finger. It's like, what? Moldy finger?
Why are they marketing like it? And then kids, dog shit in your mouth.
Kids love it. It's like, okay, do you want Hershey
it's like,
bar?
Okay, we're being subversive.
Do you want a Hershey bar, Timmy? Or do you want ooey gooey delicious fucking pus candy? It's like, oh, the pus candy, mommy, please. Lanced boil flavored beans. And you're like, oh, like I was just obsessed with like the fucking Harry Potter beans,
yes,
when I was a kid.
Yes.
Like, oh
yes,
my god,
it really
does taste like dog shit. And it's like, congrats.
Oh, I got an earwax one.
Oh, yay! Oh, it tastes like vomit. Like one of them is literally just vomit. Oh, I don't feel so good after all those vomit beans.
Can I buy a pack that's just the vomit beans? I don't want the variety. I just want the vomit, please.
Just the vom. Or if you could do a mix, just the vom and earwax would be great.
Oh, absolutely delicious.
I do remember in the first Harry Potter, I'm pretty sure Dumbledore eats one. And he's like, earwax. And it's like, did you like it or not? Kind of hard to tell if he liked it or not. Baby,
all right,
pop.
Jelly Belly family, we're here. Woo! It is
'Tis the season.
What a year, guys. What a year.
What a year.
What a year.
Jim and I are so proud of everybody on the flavor team, because without you guys, we'd have no bellies and no jellies.
You guys are the people who make the paint, okay? And maybe we're the painters, you know, but you are the people who make the
paint.
You
are the people who make the paint.
And without you, there's no way we can make this work.
No, absolutely not. You think that we'd have the sales we do this year if it weren't for the brilliant minds in this room right now? No, sirree, Bob.
But I have to say, everybody did a fantastic job. Truly, the whole team. You guys did a fantastic job.
And he wouldn't say that if he didn't mean it.
But
he wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it.
We both agreed there's one person that we want to give a special hand to.
Right. Again, we value each and every one of you.
Nobody in this room is getting fired. But we want to.
How
give,
great is that? Can how, we celebrate
can
that?
We take a moment
can
to appreciate
that. Can we celebrate
that? That's not every candy company right now.
How cool is that? No person in this room is going to get laid off today.
That is not.
No person is going to.
You guys, do you guys appreciate that? That is not normal for a candy company.
That is not normal. You think over at Reese's, they're letting everybody keep their jobs? You think that everyone's employed over there? Are you for real?
To keep 100%, to retain 100% of your flavor team year to year? Are you fucking mad?
Are you fucking mad?
Are you fucking mad?
You think over at Nerds? You think everyone in the Nerds?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Nerds is like, they had to cut half the team this quarter.
Hemorrhaging
this quarter.
Staff.
But not us. Not Jelly Belly.
Not Jelly Belly. So there is one person.
That all being said, yes.
There is one person we want to say a special thank you to.
Because without this person, it's like already everyone here is the cream of the crop. But this person just tipped us over that edge. They were the one who just got us over that line that it's like we were great and now we're amazing, you know?
Margaret, why don't you come up here?
Margaret,
enough
Robertson,
beating around the bush.
Margaret Robertson.
Get your feet up here.
Your feet up here. You think at Reese's they're being conscientious of what language they use with their staff?
No, absolutely not.
No,
no.
Those dogs. No.
Have you? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys familiar with the Wonka Company? Old Wonka grab ass. I'm not accusing him. I'm just saying, like,
allegedly.
I have heard people call him that around
Wonka grab ass. No, I've heard
in
that
this
too.
Candy. Okay, so we and it, no, and I'm seeing
like
some
since,
nodding
since
around the room. I am seeing
that.
Some
Everyone's
nodding around
nodding.
The room.
So we've all heard allegedly.
We've all heard that.
Allegedly. Well, we've heard it, but it's an alleged. Well, we've all heard it for sure.
Yes. Undeniable
Margaret,
that we've heard it.
Get your feet up here.
Get your feet up here, Margaret.
Everyone's clapping. Yes. Yes.
Round of applause for fuck's sake. For God's sake.
For God's sake. This is Margaret. Guys, do you even know Margaret?
Margaret, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi. It's me, Margaret Robertson. I know you all know me. I don't really know what I did. I've been here at the company for 20 years and I don't really understand why today is so special. Oh my God.
Oh,
the
and
modesty.
She's humble too. And she's humble
too. Oh, and
she's
too. Humble. Oh, Margaret, what's your favorite flavor of jelly bean? Humble pie.
Wait, write that down.
Write that down. Humble
Somebody
pie.
Work on that, please.
Flavor.
Somebody work on that.
Hey, Trixie, I want you to be on the humble pie brief. Okay. Thank you so much. Margaret.
Marge. Can I call you
Marge? Margaret.
I guess.
Awesome.
You pay my bills. Everyone roars in
and
laughter.
That's true.
Oh, and she's got jokes. Okay. She's got jokes.
Margaret. You really don't know what you did for us this year?
Our
can't think of one thing that tipped our numbers over the edge.
Our number one best-selling bean in herstory.
That's right. He said herstory.
Another thing I learned
it's
in the training.
It's 2024.
Another thing I learned in the training.
Yeah, we're with it. Times are changing.
Yes.
It's herstory. It's not his story.
It's not his story.
Margaret, what a mind. What a mind this woman has. Everyone's giving me blank stares. You guys don't know that Margaret is the one who came up with the best-selling flavor of the year.
You guys have
Did you not realize that?
You guys thought what? That gasoline came out of nowhere? You thought that the gasoline-flavored Jelly Belly was just what? A gift from God? Or whoever, or whoever.
Or whoever she may be.
I took the training. I took the training.
Or whoever she may be.
Or whoever she is up there. Monotheistic God. That I think we can all agree, right? Right? Okay. Okay, I'm seeing nods around the room.
We all agree that we all believe in one monotheistic God,
right? We don't know
God,
what
right?
it is. Okay, there's some, but
there's
but
only one.
We can agree there's only
but
one.
There's
okay,
only one.
And I'm seeing nodding around the room.
Be it universe, be it God.
Lean flavored Jelly Belly. This woman is a madman.
You know, the best part about going to fill up your car is smelling the gas. And so Margaret thought, I'm going to take that a step further. I'm going to take that a step further. What if you put it in your mouth?
You've never.
What if you put gasoline in your mouth?
You've never been filling up your car and you've thought, fuck, I wish I could drink this. God, I wish it was okay to drink this.
She captured the umami just so. The umami of smelling gasoline when you're filling up your car.
You all know I've been sober for years. You all know. You all know I had a problem.
Vigorous nodding around
you
the room.
You all know
yep,
I had,
yep,
a, had
yep.
a problem.
Yeah.
Nothing has made me want to relapse and start doing inhalants more than this jelly bean. I ate this fucking thing. I was this close to going to Ace Hardware and buying a can of paint thinner. I swear to Christ. I swear to Christ that's how good it was.
But. He didn't. And I you didn't. Know why? You know why? I was there. He gave me the call one day. He goes, Tim, I'm on my way. I'm in the car. I'm going to go to Ace Harbor right now. And it's because of the gasoline jelly bean. And I said, hey, don't you, you're stronger than this. You can do it. And you know what he did? He popped five more in his mouth.
I popped five more. I blacked out that night.
And no, before everyone's, I know I can read your minds right now, you guys. There's literally no gasoline in the
You're
bean,
missing the point.
Obviously.
You're missing the point.
You're all missing the point. You think Margaret would put gasoline in a jelly bean? You think that Margaret would actually
would
do that?
You would accuse your coworker of that? That's pretty
messed up. I can't believe
up.
Everyone thinks that she would do that. That's crazy.
Anyway,
no.
the reason we wanted to call this meeting is to let you guys
Margaret,
know.
You can sit back down.
Margaret, please sit.
We appreciate you.
I know we were talking a big game beginning of this meeting.
Oh, Jim's crying. Jim's
no.
crying.
I'm serious. I know.
No, I know. I think it's beautiful. I want everyone here to appreciate that he took the training. He learned that men, it's okay for men to cry.
It's not okay. It's good.
It's encouraged.
That's what I learned from the training.
It's encouraged. It's not just okay. It's good.
But I want to say, I know we talked a big game at the beginning of the meeting about the fact no one was getting laid off.
Yeah.
And I wish that were true. God, I wish that were true.
Oh my God, you guys.
But
if that were true, it would be the best day ever.
Something else I learned in the training, to every reaction, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And
yes
was this our best year to date because of the gasoline?
Absolutely.
Was
we
it
made
also,
so much money.
Was it also at least 100 times more lawsuits than we've ever faced?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so because of the legal fees, because of the legal
oh
department,
my God.
And you
Don't
know I hate
get
lawyers.
Us started.
And you know I hate the lawyers.
We are creatives. We hate
stifling.
Those pencil pushing sharks.
There's something I learned in candy school. It's the idea of serious play.
Serious play.
Do you guys know what that is?
Blank stares. We're getting a lot of blank stares. You guys, this is Jelly Belly.
We
you don't
play
know about serious
here.
Play?
We play here.
We
work
come
up
at
it. With flavors.
This is when you were a kid, you thought, oh God, maybe one day I could work and work to make candy instead of just eating it all day. And look at where we are. We are the dreams that we had when we were kids.
We are the dreams that we had when we were children.
Look, it's up on the wall.
It's up on the
we
wall.
We say it every day. We are the dreams we had
the
when
founder,
we were children.
The founder said it, and it remains true.
Yes.
But guys, that was the play. This is the serious part.
Mm-hmm. You can't have the rise without the fall.
I'm going to need, by the end of next week, your 10 grossest beans. Caveat that won't get us sued. Looking at you, Margaret. Love your work, but tone it down. Otherwise, we will be... We will use those... We will use those... We will be... We will
Come
be
on.
Using... The, we will be...
It's okay.
We will be using
it's
those...
It's encouraged.
So fucking true. We will be using that list, those lists that you provide us to winnow the staff by 50%. Half of you, look around. Look to your left, look to your right. One of those people's going home.
And, but here's an alternative option. If you're feeling so bold, you can give up your jobs
you
right
now.
You
can just quit right now. Save someone else in this
it's
room.
It's like, you know, in the airport, when you're about to get on the plane and they suddenly decide we need 10 people to voluntarily check their luggage. We need 10 of
you.
Be
the change you want
to
see in the
world. 10 of you, 20 to give up your jobs right now.
Look for the helpers.
If you feel like it's going to be you, you know if it's going to be you. You have a gut feeling that it's like, it's going to be me. Just like, wouldn't it be better if you just bit the bean?
And I know what you're thinking.
And just did it?
I can see the eyes in the room. What about their bonuses? Why are they laying us off, but they're still taking the bonuses?
What about our bonuses? How about stay in your lane?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we not do enough for you? You're the people who make the paint. You're in here all day being creative, and then you trust us to run the numbers, right, guys?
Zeros and ones makes the world go round.
Don't question what we're doing.
How about stay in your lane? How about stay in your cherry
asphalt,
tree lane?
Asphalt
that's a flavor.
Write
asphalt
that down. Flavor.
Asphalt. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a box where with cherry tree, and asphalt. Because you have the cherry tree and the lane. So that's going to be, we're going to do that. Okay, that's going to be a two-pack.
No, I don't
there we
know
go.
If I understand that. I don't know if I understand.
Cherry tree lane. It's from Mary Poppins, I think. Cherry tree lane is the house in Mary Poppins. So we're going to, it's going to be a
Are
Disney
Are they rebooting
branded.
That soon? Can we do a tie-in?
It's
going to
be a
Can
Disney.
We do a tie-in?
Yes, we could do a Disney collab with Jelly Belly, and that's going to be Cherry Tree Lane. It's going to be asphalt flavored beans and cherry tree flavored beans.
Fantastic.
And if you're wondering, and I can see everyone, what does a cherry tree taste like? That is not for us to figure out. That is for you guys
Probably
to figure
wood.
Out. Wood and cherries.
Probably
and
wood
dirt.
And cherries, right, guys? Just use
wood,
your heads
cherries,
a little bit
dirt.
Before you start.
Just like, before you start freaking out. Okay.
Yeah, right,
is it just
right.
me, Jim?
No,
or like,
seriously.
Everyone
no,
in this room
it,
start
seriously.
Freaking out.
The tension
out right
in
now.
Here, it's like you could fuck it with an. Yeah.
It's okay. We don't grow without mistakes. We don't grow without stumbling.
Fuck.
You can't learn to run if you don't learn how to walk.
Just the world is so different than it used to be, Tim.
It is so much worse than it was.
It's like when I first started out here. You know, we would sit. Yeah. You go, no, you guys are surprised. Yes.
You're
I
like, oh,
started.
You guys would sit here?
I started out in the flavor department. Yes. Back in 92.
We're not gods. We're just men.
I would sit here, paint thinner in one hand, white out in the other, trading huffs between the two.
Yeah. You had a big problem. I don't think people realize how big of a problem you had.
No, it was massive. It was endangering everybody
around me. It was debilitating.
You know, I mean, there was the fire. You know, because I was keeping a lot
the fire
of
flammable
liquids, and that we lost some of our best ideas and people that year. And so I just want to say, you guys, we get what it's like to be where you are. Tim was laid off once, weren't you, Tim?
Oh my God, once, try thrice.
Okay, I was trying to be yes, three times he was laid off.
And here, but here's the thing: the reason I'm still here.
They always hired him back.
Because I made them. Because I wouldn't let them fire me. They said, Tim, you're gone. We can't afford to keep you. And I said, nope, I'm not. And yes, you can. And they said, whoa.
Okay,
I guess we'll have to look at the numbers again.
Please don't try that, guys. That's
work.
Not, that won't work.
No, don't try that because it only works when I do it. So if you guys try it, because then you guys were going to be coming to me and you, it's like, that's my trick. You can't use kind of like, you know, my own thing. That all being said, guys, 10 of your worst flavors or 10 of you guys quit your jobs,
seriously.
You know, right now.
And
I don't know what to tell you.
I know this has been a long year, a long, you know, night. We've been rambling for a while.
A long meeting.
Just enjoy the rest of the holiday party.
Yes.
You know,
oh my God, guys, eat, drink, be merry.
You know, if you guys want to hook up, you know, not with me, obviously, that's gross, but with each other, you know, I support that. You know, a lot of people don't realize before Tim was my sponsor, we had an affair.
It was an emotional affair, yes, but it sorry. Felt physical.
Yes, yes. No, it's deeply like, emotional.
It was completely emotional, but because of how intimate emotionally it got, I felt like I was physically being touched by him.
We've still never touched, not even shook hands.
No, we've never touched before because we know that the second we do, the electric pulses are going to be like, it's going to kind of blow the roof off the
place. Sometimes I can sit in a room with Tim, locked eyes, and I can, and I don't use this word lightly, bring myself to climax 3 or 4 times in half an hour just by looking at him. That's how palpable our connection is. Anyway, guys, enjoy the punch. Your bonuses, such that they are, will be in your next check. Have a great
I want that. I want night. That Mary Poppins asphalt yes. cherry tree yes. combo on my desk, package and all. By 8 a.m.
Big black horse and an asphalt cherry tree.
And an asphalt bean. Big black horse and an asphalt bean.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Okay, that's in the ad, and that's in the
that's
ad.
That's it. And that's in the ad. So it's going to be Mary Poppins. Big black God, horse and a cherry
right now.
Tree.
You're on fire.
Big black horse and an asphalt
stop,
bean.
Stop, 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 stop. We're in the office. You just stop.
Should we do our next review?
I guess, yeah.
Sorry, but big black horse and an asphalt bean.
Big black horse and an asphalt bean.
And an asphalt bean. Woo! Merch. If we had merch, big black horse and an asphalt bean.
Screaming.
Came from a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and an asphalt bean. Woo!
I remember being really scared of that song as a kid.
Me too.
You were?
Yes.
I was like, oh, it's so sinister. It sounds so yes! scary. It's like sounds like rain yes! clouds.
Yes.
It's like, yes. Turn it off. It's scaring me.
Yes. No. Why were there songs that were scary?
We were both such fucking scaredy cat, like timid little children.
You were scared of the song, people.
Mommy, will you turn it off? I'm kind of scared.
You know what other song really scared me?
What song?
Being scared of a song is crazy.
That is what it's like to be a child. I was scared of a song? What is wrong with you?
I have 3 songs. That okay. wasn't one of my main ones, but there was 3 songs that hit me, genuinely. Scared me. 2 of them are from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of course. I mean that. Okay.
One of the first, like, this is Halloween. That yeah. song scared the shit out of me.
The hunting under your bed.
teeth sharp and eyes going red. That one. And then the Oogie Boogie song. Because some of the bass and the drum, like, scared, like, the. Yeah. I was like, oh God. So those 2 scared me. And then also. The version of Roxanne from the movie Moulin Rouge scared me.
Okay. And who sings that?
I don't know who sings that, but it's like...
Is it Ewan?
It's not... No, it's not. But it's definitely not Sting. It's definitely not Sting. It's not Roxanne. Boo, boo. It's
Roxanne.
Here, just listen to it. Sorry. We're not going to be able to... Daniel, please cut this out. I'm going to pull it up right now. I just need... If you guys want to listen to... A song that scared me. Oh, El Tango de Roxanne from Moulin Rouge, the movie. Daniel, please cut this out. But guys, go listen just to the first like 20 seconds of the song and imagine an 8-year-old listening to it. So anyway, if you go to about 40 seconds to a minute, it's just the beginning. The rest of it now is an adult.
Roxanne. Yeah.
We'll drive you. That song scared me. What other song scared you?
What does that remind me of?
Roxanne.
You know what song scared me, but I loved it? I was terrified of it, but I loved it. This is one of the deepest cuts you'll ever fucking find.
Okay.
All of the Other Reindeer. You guys know
I love All of the Other Reindeer.
The movie version of All of the Other Reindeer.
Yes,
the mailman song where he goes, Christmas, ba huggin' bum. Terrified, but I was so enthralled. Christmas,
were you like a little turned on?
Huggin' bum. Yes, there was a horniness to it. There really was.
I loved All of the Other Reindeer.
Oh, me too. It's like what a wonderful story about a dog who becomes a reindeer for a day.
Ba, what is it? Ba?
Christmas, ba, huggin' bum.
I need a Bah Huggin' Bum jelly bean on my desk
tomorrow.
Come on,
you guys, get on it. Get on the Bah Huggin' Bum.
Bah Huggin' Bum?
That can't be it, can it? That's only the tune. It's like, bah, boo, ba da, bah, but it might not be.
Hold on. I need to Google.
We're not going to get a copyright right strike for that.
Bah Huggin' Bum. Hold on.
It's Bah Buggin' Hum, obviously.
That's obviously what I was going to say.
Bah Bummin'.
Buggin'.
What was I saying?
Bah Huggin' Bum.
Bah Huggin' Bum. Okay, and that's on He's Dyslexic. Okay.
Bah Huggin' Bum.
In the summertime, the delivering's so easy. My bag is light and the world is fresh. But by autumn, I'm getting queasy. The shoulder strap tears at my flesh. I'm a zombie by Thanksgiving, with 4 weeks torture still to come. This is no way to make a living. Christmas, Bah Buggin' Hum.
Bah Huggin' Bum.
Bah Huggin' Bum.
Huggin' Bum. I have a review.
Oh. For what? What is this episode? Who am I? Where are we?
Boba.
Oh, Boba. I couldn't tell from either of the scenes that we did.
That's perfect. This is for Premium Boba Tea Kit by Loka. Makes up to 24 drinks. Bubble tea gift kit. Thai tea edition with jasmine and black tea includes tapioca balls and boba straws. DIY food gift. Boba, where the hell you been, Loka?
That's great stuff, man.
This is 3 stars from Martinette, no last name.
Okay, Martinette Sparkling Cider.
Martinette Sparkling Cider, 3 stars. The title is probably my fault. It didn't turn out very well.
Probably.
My boyfriend and I ordered this for Thanksgiving because the two of us love boba in our local Thai restaurants. I chose this kit because another brand's kit that I was considering had reviews complaining the pearls tasted and felt like gummy candy. That's exactly how these pearls turned out. However, I'm an inexperienced cook and probably didn't have the steeping time right. Also, we used almond milk instead of half and half, stevia instead of sugar, and I think the host's ice cubes had been in the freezer for too long. What? I'll try it again exactly as directed on the instruction card while the uncooked boba is still usable. And maybe it'll have a better texture if I'm more careful and don't steep it for too long. 3 stars because it was packaged so elegantly and the Thai tea was delicious.
Yeah, I think you're pulling at straws if you're starting to accuse the host's ice cubes of having been in the freezer too long.
I've never even heard. I mean, oh, this ice has been in the freezer.
I kind of get what they're saying.
I do not. It's ice. But I mean, it's been in the freezer too long.
But sometimes you have ice that's been in the freezer too long, and it does.
What the fuck does that mean?
And it can kind of take on the. It can kind of taste like freezer.
It tastes like ice. But am I crazy?
Yes, you are. People in the Discord are going to agree with this.
I do not. I've never had ice that I'm like, huh, this. No, actually, you know what?
Right,
I
here we go.
No. But I
here
think
we go.
That that's just, no. I think that it's not about the length of time it's been in there. I think it's about just the appliance that it's in. Like, you could have ice that's fresh, but that tastes.
Yes.
Like, it depends. If you have, like,
okay, she has a clean freezer, brag. Okay, she's bragging about her clean freezer. Not everybody has a clean freezer, dude.
Think about it.
No, but I've definitely had, like,
I can concede that I have had ice that tastes like freezer.
Yes, and, like, sometimes you put a bunch of raw onion in your freezer, and now your fucking freezer tastes like onion, now your ice tastes like onion. You guys know what I'm talking about!
You put loose raw onion in your freezer?
Yes, just, like, sprinkle it around. But you know what I mean? That, like, sometimes your freezer gets imbued with the flavor of things that are in it. And then sometimes, by the transitive property, the ice can then also be imbued with that.
What are you putting outside of, like, any kind of Ziploc freezer bag?
Well, not everything's Ziploc.
Like what?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, you buy peas from the grocery store in a frozen
loose
bag.
Peas.
You buy frozen peas and you only use half the bag and you put it in back in the freezer and you don't bother to like chip clip it.
Couldn't be me.
I know. I knew you wouldn't resonate with this. Well, and now we know because that's why your ice tastes normal, I guess.
Your ice tastes like peas.
My ice tastes like piss.
I think also what I love about this review is being like, it tasted weird. That being said, I did do everything wrong.
Literally. Probably my fault, but I'm gonna.
I did everything wrong, but maybe it's someone who's the person who's hosting us for Thanksgiving, who provided the ice, was the problem.
Okay, guys. Dessert time. Thank you again, Stace, for hosting. But I brought dessert. Whatever. It's probably not even good, but I brought it.
Oh, so. Lauren, come on. We are so excited to have it. I mean, listen, can I just say before the dessert, like, thank you guys all for coming over to Martin and my place. Like, it means so much to have friends and family here. And who knew everyone was such good cooks? I mean, can we celebrate that?
Oh, my. Like, my word. That stroganoff was to die for.
That stroganoff and that borscht.
Who made the borscht?
That was me. Ian. That borscht is literally legendary, Ian.
I'm not lying to you, Ian. That borscht was better than my mother's. Don't tell her I said that.
You don't have to say that. Come on,
No, I'm not
guys.
Just saying
you're,
it.
You're
I mean
just
it.
Yanking my chain. No, yeah, he wouldn't say that if dessert. He didn't mean it. It is time for dessert. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, as we round out this meal, what amazing food. What amazing friends. And I can't wait to round off this incredible meal with an even more incredible sweet treat.
We don't even know if it's like whatever.
Come on. You always do this. Just like you are the best baker in the friend group. That's why we make you in charge of dessert every year.
That's not saying much. Everybody remembers Ian's peanut butter cookies.
Oh, come on, you guys. They're just peanut butter cookies.
I was in the hospital. I'm allergic and nobody told me there were peanut butter in it.
Yeah,
that's why everyone remembers. Well, yes, Brian, everyone remembers. That's not the main reason why everyone remembers that day. Everyone remembers it because it's the best cookies we've ever had. And you just happened to also be in the hospital. What's for dessert?
I made, oh, it's like probably dumb. You probably guys don't even want to try it.
Hey, listen, girl, we love you. But the self-effacing, like the self-deprecation, it really just like starts to get old very
quickly. Whatever, fine. I made an eaten mess. I made an eaten mess.
She made a mess? No, it's a British kind of pudding.
I found it on Bake Off. I was watching Bake Off and they made an eaten mess. And I was like, I have to make that for my friends. It's basically layers of meringue with fruit in between.
Isn't there a custard element as well?
Yeah, a creme anglaise.
Listen, we are so excited to taste it.
Whatever.
I will say that it's like you only say
don't it's going in the trash.
Do not throw it out. Stop.
Okay, fine.
When we sent out the invites and we said, hey guys, it's a potluck as per usual, but this is the theme and we're kind of doing, you know, Slavic dishes. Like what part, I guess we're wondering, it's like what made you go with eaten mess, which is very much a British dessert.
Well, I guess I interpreted it as like, I interpreted the prompt differently.
In what way? I mean, clearly, but like what part of slaying your best Slavic stuff wasn't clear enough?
You know, I guess I interpreted it as like maybe, okay, fine.
She folded so quickly.
You want to know the truth?
Let her talk.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I made a traditional Lithuanian dessert. I did.
Oh, great. It was so bad.
I fucked it up so bad that I couldn't bear the thought of making my friends eat it. Are you happy?
So
I whipped up this eaten mess, whipped it up because I knew I could do it quickly. And I thought maybe my friends would be okay with that. But no, you clearly need to embarrass me and make fun of my terrible cooking.
Can we talk in the kitchen, please?
Yes. Fine.
Be right back, you guys. I'm so sorry. Listen. Stop. That's the tea towel. That's the hand washing towel that you're crying into. I'm sorry. That's probably really gross. I want you to know that we weren't trying to embarrass you. It's just, you know how I am. You know, I get an idea in my head, and then if it's literally an ounce different than what I imagined in my head, then for me, it's like, oh, well, then what was the point?
I know, and like, I know you've been, like, saying you were going to work on that.
I have no, I am doing the work, but I just want grace because it's like, you know, it's still a process. And so I still, at least I'm acknowledging it though. It's like, that's kind of most of the work already is that I know that that's an issue that I have.
Yeah.
So you actually have to be nice about it to me because you.
Okay.
But so I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm sure the eaten mess will taste great. Are we okay? I just want to make sure we're okay.
I just think big things haven't been normal recently between us.
I mean, of course they
have. Like, I don't feel like this is really about the eaten mess.
No, after what we saw, after what we did, are you kidding me? It's never going to be normal again.
Ian is in the other room.
It's never going to be normal again. And so I'd kindly, politely as I can, ask you to forget about it and move the fuck on.
How am I supposed to forget about it? I look at my eaten mess. I look at my strawberry eaten mess, and I see the red of the strawberries and the white of the meringue, and all I can remember is what we did.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm just saying you don't fucking see it. I see it everywhere.
I have a palace in my mind. I have many rooms. I take this. What happened? I lock it away, and that's it. I'm good. I'm gone.
Whoopty fucking do, Houdini. Not all of us are built that way.
How about you give it a try? How about you just try? How about you just...
I can't, what if I can't.
You,
Stacey,
You're an actor. You like playing pretend. You like playing pretend. What if you pretended like you were someone who didn't commit a heinous crime? What if you pretended...
I committed the crime.
What if you pretended?
I walked like in and you'd already done it.
Oh, stop it. Like you didn't... Like you did. Like you weren't glad that I did.
I never said I wasn't glad that you did it, but I would never... If you weren't there, I never would have did what we did.
But I'm not the one who chopped up the pieces.
Shut up. Shut up.
Sprinkled it all around the city.
Shut up.
You made an eaten mess. You made an eaten mess. That's for sure. That's for sure.
I made an eaten mess.
No. And what we're not going to do, what we're not going to do is cry about it. What we're not going to do is cry about it.
I made a fucking mess.
What you're going to do, slaps
you.
Pull yourself together.
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to go in that room.
Okay.
You're going to flip a switch in your attitude. You're going to be so proud of the eaten mess you made, and you are not going to, we are never going to say a word about this ever again, not even to each other.
Ever.
Okay?
Okay.
You're going to go and you're going to serve it to Ian. You're going to look him in the eye. You are going to look him in the eye as you do it. And you're going to say, Happy Thanksgiving, Ian. Okay. And it's going to be normal, okay?
Okay.
Go back to the dining room. Oh, my God. Everything's sorted. Everything's good. This eaten mess, I think it's going to be the best dessert we've ever had, guys. Are we excited? Can we celebrate that?
Yeah, you guys are really going to love it. So, it's an eaten mess I made. You can really hear the crunch of the meringue as I spoon it out and the sound of the strawberry compote running over the plate.
Keep it together.
Ian, here is your slice.
Oh, thank you. I didn't actually know you could do slices of eaten mess. I thought it was just kind of a serving because it doesn't really have a shape that it holds to. It's not really made in any kind of mold. So when you put the strawberries and the berry compote and the meringue on the plate, it kind of becomes, as you so aptly put it, an eaten mess.
Yeah, it looks like roadkill.
What's that?
Nothing.
Hey, from across the room. Shut the fuck up.
Ian, I just wanted to say again.
What are you doing?
I was really sorry to hear about what happened.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, everyone's just been walking on eggshells around me, but I feel okay to talk about it at this point.
Well, if you ever want to talk about it with anybody, I'm here.
You know what? I think I'd really like that. I actually think I'd like to do it right now. Can we go into the other room?
Sure. Everybody dig in. I'm just going to talk to Ian for a sec.
What are you doing? You can't talk to Ian.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Thank you. I just really needed an outlet to, like, to just grieve.
Of course.
Some days I feel like it's my fault for what happened.
There's no way.
No, I do. I mean,
have the police... Are they any closer to finding who did it?
They say that the case was running cold for a while, but... And you know how sometimes it's always like on the shows, it's like, it's always the husband. It's always the husband.
I know.
This time they're like, it's always the son. You know, when my dad went missing, they're like, it couldn't be the wife. But she's too nice. Yeah. But they really zoned in on me, which really made me think, maybe I killed my dad.
No, Ian, I don't know a lot in this world. I know you did not kill your father.
I don't think I did, but like, sometimes it's just like, the, you know, the farther there are away from getting somebody did do it, the more it makes me think I did it. I will say, though, that yesterday the detective messaged me and he said, we think we have the person.
Oh,
we think we're getting closer.
Oh, really? Well, they said, I thought they never found the body.
They didn't find the body.
So they
what they did find, they found.
You can't try somebody if you never find the body.
Well, what's amazing is that I'm so bereft over the loss of my father.
Yeah.
But they did say we didn't find his body in its entirety, but we found it like really julienned quite nicely around the city, which made me think, wow, they cut up my, whoever did this cut up my dad into neat strips like a carrot.
Whoever did it must have been a pretty good cook.
Yeah. They made kind of an eating mess of him, though.
Oh!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I've been having an ulcer recently.
You've been having an ulcer?
Stress related, of course.
Oh, gosh. Listen to me. Going on and on about my brutally murdered father. Anyway, what's new with you?
Not much. I've been trying to get back into polo.
Water or horse?
Bike. But I, Ian, I just want to say, like, you've always been the best friend. Like, from the whole group, I always knew that I could rely on you to tell me the truth.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
A hard truth.
Okay.
A truth you maybe don't want to hear.
No, I think I know what you're going to say.
You do?
And while I also have that same carnal attraction, I think it would just make it weird in the group if we were to. So I'm going to have to politely decline.
No, that's not what I was.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you weren't. Good thing I let you down easy.
I wasn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you feel like carnal attraction to me?
I can be a gentleman and I can say, yeah, no, that wasn't what you were going to say.
Covered in snot and eaten mess.
What were you going to say that wasn't how you want to let me finger you in the pantry?
Wait, you found me attractive? Even when, though I look like this, and you
of
wanted to finger me in the pantry? Wait.
Yeah.
Ian, I've never thought of you that way, but.
Oh, yeah.
To make
sure,
sense.
You haven't.
No, Ian, literally never once. And like most of the time I would, but not with you for some reason. I've literally never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. I'll be a gentleman. I'll let you keep denying it. What were you going to say that wasn't that?
No, you're right. It was that.
Really?
Yeah, have a good rest of your night, Ian.
Wait, so are you going to let me finger you in the closet or no?
Over under? Probably. Yeah, by the end of the night.
I thought you were going to say that you killed my dad and chopped him up into little tiny pieces and threw him all around the county like confetti. But that would be crazy.
Yeah. That would be... How would you feel if I told you I did?
I guess I'd be confused. Like, what did my dad ever do to anybody?
What if I told you he was a piece of shit?
What?
What if I told you that he was having an affair with Stacy?
No.
He was cheating on your mother with Stacy. And Stacy got pregnant. And he was threatening her, and she did what she had to do. It was all happening in the blink of an eye, and I just walked in, and it was already done when I walked in, and of course I was going to help her fight it. I mean, Stacy and I were roommates freshman year of college, and what, I'm going to let her go now?
Well, I guess if all of that were true, then that'd be a pretty crazy story.
But you wouldn't be mad?
I would be very upset and
mad. You
wouldn't
go to the cops, though, right?
I would absolutely go to the police, tell them everything I knew, and make sure that you two were put away for life. But good thing that didn't happen.
Good thing
happen.
It's not. How
now,
about...
Can we get to
how
the
about we get to
real
the...
dessert?
So much for finger food.
Oh, I don't like you anymore.
No, for because of the finger food?
That was really visceral in a way that I
visceral.
Did not enjoy.
You wanted
enjoy.
To finger me in the pantry. That's not visceral.
We didn't have to talk about it like that.
You're weird. You have some weird sex stuff. It's like willing to finger me in public, like at a party, but not willing to talk about it. Just weird. Just weird behavior.
Did you kill my dad, yes or no?
Maybe.
You're willing to finger me in public, but you don't want to talk about it.
Weird boundary to draw.
Should we do our last segment?
I think we
should.
Should
we do it? Okay.
Let's get crazy on it and do it.
This shook me.
This shook me. This all shook me all week long. La 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 la.
Do you want to start us off? What's been shaking you, darling?
Do you want to say what's shaking?
Do you want?
Maybe that should be the new
okay,
song.
Okay, bye.
Do you want to say what's shaking? What if we recorded like an a cappella one? That like we played the drop every time.
This has been shaking me all week long.
Okay, David Bowie. It's like David Byrne and David Bowie had an AI baby.
Put me in the middle of that David sandwich.
Shaking me all week long.
If you'll find yourself live on Mars. I don't know, man. I'm out of juice.
Do you want me to start? I have something that's shaking me.
Then do it. Why would you even ask if I have one if you
have
one?
I want to be polite. I'm a lady.
Just do it.
So. But. Alfred.
Riley. Yes, we're saying each other's names now.
Peter.
Peter.
So. Not famously. I'm on antibiotics because I've had
famously
a rash on my skin, on my face. And so the only way to fully get rid of it forever is to go on antibiotics for a couple weeks. Now, this antibiotic has very specific instructions about what I can and can't eat with it and how often to have it each day and like how many hours to take it apart from other things, whatever, whatever. One of the main things I can't have is dairy. So I'm dairy-free and gluten-free for a couple weeks. And usually I have a little bit of 2% or half and half in my coffee, but can't do that for a little bit. So you know what I did? I never shop at Air One. The one thing
oh my God.
That I'm getting from Air One.
What are you getting?
And it's so fucking delicious. I think even when I can have dairy again, I'm
no.
going to keep getting this. Is there vanilla almond milk?
Not you being Air One pill.
No. It is the only, like, I Air One is so wildly expensive. Like, I cannot justify any other purchases.
Yes.
But their house-pressed almond milk with vanilla, specifically the vanilla. The regular one is good too, but the vanilla almond milk tastes like a fucking milkshake. There's only almonds, pink salt, dates, and vanilla extract, and that's it. And it is so fucking good. I drink that shit straight from the bottle, and I have to stop myself and be like, whoa, save it for your coffee.
What a delicious breakfast. One sausage and a glass of almond milk.
No. It is so good. It is so good.
I want to.
I like. I literally think about it. Like, I literally, like, I was at work. I was working from the office the other day instead of at home. And I was like, damn,
crazy
I can't
ass.
Wait till tomorrow morning when I can have my coffee with that vanilla almond milk.
I mean, I'm kind of happy
it's
for you,
so
but that
good.
Is grim.
Listen, you got to find the little things in life to enjoy. It's the little things.
Yeah.
So the vanilla almond milk from Air One is unparalleled and also very expensive. But it's worth it.
How expensive is it? Just say the number now.
For one, like, bottle, and by bottle, I mean, like, it looks like a bottle of, like, green juice you'd get from somewhere. It's, like, the size of, like, a naked juice.
maybe a little bigger.
It's like 16 ounces.
$10.
You could make your own nut milk. Did you know that?
Yes. But what I'm saying is like, that's why it's like, that's why I have to stop myself when I'm like sipping it. I'm like, no. Slow down.
Slow.
Put it in the coffee. That's $10. And so I need to make it last as long as I possibly can. Oh my God. But that's why I cannot fucking go to Air One.
I get that, though. Like, you know, not the Air One thing. Ugh!
Or the milk thing. But, like, sometimes you have a special treat and you want to make it last.
Yes. And it's, like, because I've had almond milk from, like, other, like, I don't drink almond milk a lot. But other ones I've had, it's just, like, there's a lot of like certain things in it just to make it last longer. And like, I taste it. I'm like, oh, this tastes like oil. This tastes like, you know, certain things.
I was famously a vegan. Mm-hmm. Throwback. And I was vegan at a time before oat milk had entered the scene. Mm-hmm. And so your choices were almond, water, or soy milk. Insane. And I was a soy milk guy. I would drink soy milk. And I had soy milk in something for the first time in genuinely probably a decade the other day. And I was like, oh, this is vile.
Yeah.
I was like, it's really so thick. It's just like thick and it has such a distinct like taste.
Yes.
That like at least almond milk doesn't really taste like anything. But soy milk, it's like a beverage.
It is. I remember in like the early 2000s, like soy brand, like that was like the
soy,
huge.
Like soy ice cream. I remember I used to eat soy ice cream when I was vegan. Had some soy ice cream recently. Disgusting.
I will say the one thing I don't like about almond milk is that it separates really quickly in coffee. Like, well, just,
yes, that's because of the acid. Yes,
but anyway, the vanilla almond milk. It's one of those little simple joys, and by simple I mean expensive joys. But like, it's just one thing that I'm like, yeah, that's I will keep doing that. That is one thing that I will treat myself to. Because it's, I literally think about it all day. We're gonna record another episode right after this.
Peek behind the curtain.
We're batching today, and I'm gonna make another coffee with that almond milk in between episodes because it's gonna be amazing. And I'm gonna show you on camera. I'm gonna show you what it fucking looks like. How small the bottle is.
I'm gonna fucking yell.
What's been shaking your ass?
The rat hole.
Oh, yes. Have you been?
I have been.
I'm so jealous.
I was picking up a couch in Logan Square. Everybody knows.
I'm so jealous.
And I was driving back to my apartment. I'll dox myself. No. And to get from Logan Square to my apartment, I have to drive through Roscoe Village, which is where the rat hole is. And I was like, you know what? Let's stop. Let's take a peek. And we did. And it was a crowd of like the most fucking Gen Z people you've ever seen. Yes. Being like, the rat hole. And like, it was, I loved it. And then an elderly couple walked through and they were laughing their asses off because they live on the street. And they were like, it's been here for 20 years.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing that you know that. And then another elderly couple walked through and they looked so fucking angry that all these young people were on their street making noise. And I was like, interesting, the parallel. Interesting. You know what I mean? It's like, which old couple do you want to be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you and Daniel want to be the old couple that are like, oh, the young people, they've discovered the rat hole? Or do you want to be the old people that are like angry that young people exist?
Right.
You know, it was just an... And for those of you who don't know what the rat hole is...
I was going to say, can you please tell them what the rat hole is?
I just can't believe I'm just talking about this. Like, it's basically... There's a street in Chicago where there's an imprint in the cement of what looks to be a rat, although there's some discussion that maybe it's actually a squirrel hole, but, you know, I'm a rat hole truther. I want to believe it's a rat. It is a rat. And people become obsessed with it. It's full of change. People have thrown so much loose change. There's pictures.
Someone got married there.
There's been another proposal there. They're like crosses made out of cheese around it. It's very odd. It's very, very odd. But I do love it. And I love that. It's one of the things that makes me glad. Because it all also happened the week that it was like minus 10 degrees here. You know what I mean? That it like blew up. And I love that about Chicago. You know what I mean?
I love that.
That's my Chicago.
That's community.
You know what I mean?
That's community.
The Chicago that's like, yeah, it's actually dangerous to be outside for more than 15 minutes, but I'm going to cut up a cheese stick and put it on the ground. and I love that. And I love Chicago. And I will be moving soon. But it's too fucking cold. I hate it here. I say it every year.
I'm waiting.
I
know.
I looked at the forecast yesterday and it was like, oh, cloudy for... Oh, the entire 10 days. Oh, okay, there's not a single moment of sunshine for the next 10 days. That's awesome.
It's been raining here the past couple days. And yesterday, it's like now it's beautiful and sunny. And it was like 70 degrees. It was.
I've never been happier. It's like maybe my depression would go away. Anyway, we have to end this episode. This episode is so long. This episode is so long.
You can find Alf on Instagram at Alfred Inn. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review Discord. And Jeff and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspa, and on Twitter.com for as long as it lasts, formerly known as X, as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week, we're always saying it, we're never not saying it.
Christmas. Bah-huggin-bum.
Bye.
Christmas Bah-huggin-bum. Bye.
Christmas Bah-huggin-bum.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.